8 Ball Podcast.
Can everyone hear me?
Hello out there.
Hello. That's how it feels.
Hello out there. The
That's
world
how it
is
feels
out there.
In this world right now.
And we are sitting in my basement doing a podcast because we don't get to do anything else.
Yeah, we literally, well, we are advised not to leave the house. We could leave the house, but we have been advised not to, so we aren't. Instead, we're podcasting.
Yes, today is March, what's the date? I don't know.
Friday the 13th.
It's March 13th, Friday the 13th. Coming at you with a Bad Luck Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Kush. Joined with me. Today, again, I think because you were on the last episode, too.
Yeah,
it was. Is Sal.
You guys are probably Welcome tired back. Of me.
I know I am.
Hey. That was rude.
I kid. Okay, well, anyways.
Should I start with telling my story about the day?
Sure, I mean, we're recording. I'm not going to cut any of this out, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, so as, I don't know how many of you know, because I don't know how many people listen to this podcast, but I'm in nursing school, and I'm finishing my last semester in nursing school, so basically, it's called a preceptorship. You, like, work with a one-on-one nurse, and you just, like, follow their schedule for, like, 4 months, and you just are in a hospital environment for 4 months straight, basically, so that's where I am right now. And this morning, I got to my unit. We were in the middle of our patient assessment, having a grand old time, and then I was told to go home because someone on our unit that we had close contact with had displayed symptoms of coronavirus. So just to be safe, they sent us home. And it was a weird time for me. I felt really confused, and I felt really alone. And I didn't really know what to do, because I feel like none of us have ever lived through anything like this before. Mm-hmm. I mean, even SARS were bad. Were bad? Even SARS
were bad.
SARS was bad, but, like, I definitely was not old enough to remember the impact, and I feel like mm-hmm. most people who even were are saying that this is worse now.
And, like, Ebola never reached here, Zika never reached here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, everything...
The other ones never reached
like,
here.
Like, the last global pandemic, I feel like, was the influenza or something. Like, I don't even know.
Or, like, swine flu. I remember when that was a thing.
But was that in our lifetime?
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was,
when
like,
was
in
that?
2011 or something.
Really? Oh,
oh
shoot.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember H1N1?
That's the swine flu?
Yes.
Oh. Oh,
People
never mind.
People used to call it Heine, because it's like H1N1, Heine.
Huh, I didn't know that that was the same one.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay.
That happened.
But yeah, like...
Anyways, here we are living in this global pandemic.
Yeah, so if you don't know what coronavirus is...
There's no way
I'm joking, there's no way, yeah, like you definitely know what it's about, so I don't know. What do you want to talk about it? That's what happened today, so...
Yeah. It just, like, I had a mental breakdown about it because I was just so confused, and I really can't fathom the situation. Like, even though I mm-hmm. am a person who works in healthcare and one day will have a degree in healthcare,
mm-hmm.
I just can't fathom it. It makes no sense to me what is happening right now, and it's, like, one of those times in life where you kind of, like, look up to... you know, something bigger than the world to kind of find solace in what's happening, I find. Yeah, like
For some people.
For me, I do. Like, I believe in God, so I am, like, looking up to a higher power to understand what's going on, because I don't get it, and I just wish it wasn't happening, obviously, like everyone else. But I was having a very interesting conversation with one of my friends
mm-hmm.
about coronavirus in specific, just about how different it is for people in developing countries versus developed countries and how it impacts us all differently. But then also we were talking about how selfish it has made the Western world and the developed world.
I wouldn't even say made because...
Or like,
I think it's just exposing it. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't think it was...
It really does expose it when you think about it.
Like, that's what these times do... It really kind of shows you what you're made of.
Yeah.
It's nice. I saw a tweet where like, you appreciate kind of how far modern medicine has come and, like, the advancements in technology. Because, like, way back when you would be, like, wondering if it was possible to find, like, or isolate, the virus or like if it was find even possible vaccine. To find a vaccine, but now it's just a matter of when, and I think they've already kind of taken huge leaps towards that. So it's nice, you can see that people come together like that for the greater good, and like everyone's really fast acting to work towards the cause. But then yeah, then you see like these hordes of people like Costco and stuff, and you kind of shake your head a little bit. Yeah. Because it also really exposes how far behind we are.
Exactly.
As a unit.
As a unit. Like, it's important, I think, in these times.
Not an absolute unit. We are not an absolute
Well,
unit.
I think it's important in these times to become a unit and, like, unite over things like this in the best way possible. I'm not saying, like, everyone should form a crowd and start rioting against the government. I'm saying that, like, people should come together and, you know, sharing is caring. And this is where, like, your neighbors really do matter to you. Like, you need to be open to the people around you and not be freaking racist. I think I have to take this, sorry.
Okay, we'll be right back after these short messages. Anchor is the easiest way to make your own podcast. If you're thinking about starting your own podcast, I highly suggest you check it out. It's what I use to make 8Ball. It's how I got started. Totally free. And I think the best part about it is that you can get your own podcast onto big name streaming services like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, you know, basically anywhere you want to listen to a podcast, Anchor will distribute it for you for free, and you can make money off of it. Totally awesome tool, great resources. Go to anchor.fm or download the Anchor app to check it out today. Thanks for listening.
Anyways, I think it's important to come together as a unit during times like this and not just like not riot against each other and not be like
the way that we are right now.
Yeah,
basically
like everyone is fighting over friggin' toilet paper. Like I can't even fathom that.
Yeah.
Makes no sense to me.
It's crazy because, like, I could see why, you know, the panic, the mass hysteria. Like, it makes sense why people go crazy and stuff, but it's so stupid. And I think I think the main reason is just misinformation and, like, uneducation.
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize that toilet paper isn't going to really do much, so.
Yeah, and it's like one person is probably saying, you know, I'm stocking up on toilet paper.
And then everyone else.
And then
else,
it becomes like a mass spread because like what
you
said,
go down the street and you're like, oh guys, Larry's going to get his toilet paper, he's stocking up. I think we should all,
yeah,
you know, like, it spreads. And
that's the thing about media at this time. Like, I think I read something somewhere that the World Health Organization actually had to join TikTok.
Ew.
To combat
really?
Some of the things that they were saying on TikTok, because a lot of rumors are being spread on these social media sites where, you know, teenagers who obviously use these platforms as, like, places to communicate with their friends and, you know, places to get their source of daily entertainment. Like, this isn't something to be joked about at this point. It is a real pandemic. And even though, like, where we live personally, it's a very low-risk situation, and we're lucky to live in a developed country, it's a high-risk situation for a lot of places, Italy being one of them. Still China, I would say. Like, I wouldn't say that they are anywhere near low-risk right now. And it's just not...
I kind of want to go back to, like, what you were saying real quick about, like, social media and the spread of misinformation, because it's crazy. Like, we were talking about this morning, how, like, in a time, like... this it's obviously something we've never seen before, but the fact that we have technology like social media and stuff with the impact that it does have, it's just a totally different animal right now. And like, we've seen viruses like Corona before, but it's never been in the context that it is right now, where we have people on TikTok apparently spreading misinformation and, like, you know, meme culture
and
all of that stuff.
All
so, like,
of them.
The effects of that are...
Because you think about, too, I think when SARS broke out, it was about 2003, 2004. Like, when you think about all of these platforms for social media, most of them didn't even pop up till the late 2000s, right? Like, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok is so new. Even YouTube, I don't think was around.
YouTube came out in 2004 or 2005 was the first video that...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, the fact that, you know...
It's the oldest of all of those.
Yeah, but not having any of those platforms back then, like, prevented the spread of misinformation in such an easy way. Whereas now, with the click of a button, you get information out to the whole world. And that's not okay, especially if it is misinformation.
And you see it in how, like, panicked people get. Because yeah. I think that without, you know, people sharing stuff on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, I don't think people would be panicking nearly as much.
I don't think
right? so. Right? There'd probably be a lot of people who still don't even know about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's gripping. Just the extent that this has reached, thanks to social media, I think. Because I feel like with me, like I just said, I didn't even know that swine flu and H1N1 were the same thing. Which I feel like a little embarrassed, but I don't know. Maybe when it was a thing, yeah, maybe I just forgot.
But like everyone forgot about it.
But yeah, like now I bet like everyone must know. Unless you're like a toddler or an infant, if you can read, you will know
what coronavirus is. Even like even toddlers are like, they're even teaching people how to talk to their toddlers about and talk to like younger children.
I saw like hand washing videos.
Yeah.
About yeah, I saw the importance of washing your hand, yeah.
Stupid thing on the news today, which, like, I mean, I'm saying stupid in a weird context, you need to understand, but, like, they were saying, like, oh, if you're teaching your children about coronavirus, teach them how to wash their hands, not about how many people are dying. And I was like, I don't know what parent is telling their kid that, like, 500,000 people are affected by this, but,
hey, Jimmy, you want to learn about coronavirus today? Yeah, yeah. So 5,000 people have died, or 500,000 people have died.
I don't think that's true, actually. I think it's like 50,000 people have recovered. That was like a complete
Well, because it was upstatement. It was 112,000 have gotten infected, and then
but like 50 something.
No, it's in the 6,000s now have recovered.
60,000.
Or no.
Yes.
Wait, 100. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 100,000, 60,000. I'm getting the scales mixed up in my head.
Yeah, I was like, there. Like, yes, it is more than 50.
100,000. Yeah, 120 infected, and then I think over 60,000 recovered, and then like I think 3,000 died.
I don't even know. Or I even, just know maybe it's a even small in the amount.
1,000s. Yeah.
Like, I haven't kept up because I feel like there's more deaths and more cases happening every day. I just can't really keep
and again
up
like
with it
back
anymore.
To like with social media, there's so many different sources of information. You don't know what's.
It's so true.
What's legit.
And, like, yeah, there's so many. Like, the only ones I really trust, honestly, are the World Health Organization and
CDC.
And CDC, yeah, that's about it. Mm-hmm. Because you, like, I don't know where the rest of these
people are. It's really important to be critical of what you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of, like, those data packs that are, like, circulating the
and,
world.
Like, I always, like, wonder, I'm like, where, I'm like, that's cool and all, but, like, where do you get this information
well, I'm
from.
Sure
I don't.
They got theirs from CDC, so.
I get sketched when I see like a tweet claiming something, but without any reference, and like it's popping off, and it's not like something that seems believable or something that you've seen in the news. Like I've seen stuff that's like really obscure, where people are like, "Guys, remember when Trump did this or whatever?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Wait, I didn't hear about that in the news at all." And I'm like, "Where are you pulling this from?" You know.
I feel like
it fits the bill, but I'm like, I don't remember any of this. Like, I need some hard proof that this actually happened.
And that's exactly what it is. Like, with social media, you really...
You never really know.
You need to be cognizant of what you're reading.
Yeah.
And you also need to be cognizant of what platform you're on. Twitter is made for comedy. And people are still trying to be comedic on there, which is fine. Like,
it's pretty funny.
At this point, it's kind of a meme that we're all freaking dying from this, like... Whatever this is anyways, this virus. But I would never really believe any facts unless it was the World Health Organization tweeting or, you know, the NHL tweeting that they stopped their season, suspended their season or whatever. Like, I wouldn't believe it unless it was from the actual source of the problem, you know?
Yeah.
If it was on Twitter.
Yeah.
What is your thought on suspensions?
Oh, of, like, how nothing is going on?
Yeah.
Anymore? Yeah, so they've suspended the MLB season, they've suspended the NHL, NBA, football, or soccer, sorry, and...
pretty much everything.
Yeah, pretty much everything. Like, it's a Friday and we're not on campus in school because, like, in Alberta, gatherings of over 250 people are now prohibited for the foreseeable future. So, like, everything's kind of going into, like, a mini lockdown. It's not like Italy where you're literally, like, everyone is locked down. Like, services are still running and whatnot, but it is pretty crazy to see everything shut down. And, like, I get it. It sucks. I was watching the Oilers press conference this morning where their president was discussing that. And, like, when it comes to something like this, it's necessary. Like, it sucks, but especially when you get players testing positive, that just opens up like a whole new world of possibilities for like how far this thing could have spread. Like,
It's
it
true.
started when
Yeah.
the NBA player in the Utah tested positive, right? They like literally like as soon as they got the results back, I saw like the highlight,
Like, stop the
the
game.
first aid people like ran sprinted onto the court like moments before toss up. They talked to the coaches and the refs, and then like all of a sudden everyone's like, "Hey, like
Get
wrap it
out.
up, get to the rooms." And
Wait, was
then
it that team was playing that night?
was it? I think it was like Atlanta Hawks and I don't remember the teams. I think Utah was playing, yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, they were like,
Because
"I don't quote me on
I
that,
don't know.
but
Like, I feel like if, even if his result came po back positive, I wonder if it was a different team, I wonder if they would have just played it. But we were lucky enough to go to the last Oilers game that was played before the suspension. And even that night, like, it was so calm, and like, people were joking about coronavirus with us. And then, like, within 24 hours, it pretty much completely changed. Like, we honestly didn't think the NHL would be suspended, and for a lot of people
I kind of
in,
did.
well, a couple of people didn't though. I feel like I was more on the fence that they would announce it, but they would keep their eyes peeled, but then like all of a sudden it was like suspended,
You mean
canceled.
like announce what?
Like they would just like announce maybe like, oh, we're going fanless, or like,
Oh, like do
you know,
something,
like
but
do
you didn't think they
something,
would
but
go
I
all the
didn't think
way?
they would suspend. But I guess it does make
To
sense now
me,
looking back at it because they do share the same airports. They share the same
arenas.
arenas, they share the same, like, everything almost. You
Yeah,
know?
so like
So.
my take on it is that I think it's better to suspend it than have them playing in front of fanless
Oh, I
arenas.
agree. I
'Cause
get that.
it sucks when you, yeah, 'cause that's what you play for, really. It's it, yes, you want to win, but I feel like a huge part of it is to win for your fans and to have people there. It's a huge part of the game, regardless of what
No,
sport you're talking about.
100%,
So,
yeah.
especially when you have a player testing positive, that just like suddenly just changes everything. Because before it seemed kind of like, what's the word? There's a word for this where it's like not relevant to you. That's like the definition. I don't know.
Irrelevant?
No, but like, well,
It's
kind of. But I want to say like.
like not my problem kind of
Distant, yeah.
thing.
We'll say like
Like,
it's distant. It's yeah, it's someone else's problem. It's like yes, it's happening, it's everywhere, but it's like it won't really affect me. But then suddenly like your favorite sports team, one of their players gets diagnosed and it's like okay, like the fans that that player has met, the teammates,
yeah.
the other teams, the staff in the arena itself, you know? The amount of people that's been
It's
in the
true.
arena, like it just opens the boundaries completely. It's like opening the floodgates. So at that point you gotta ask yourself like at what point are we going to pull the plug on this and potentially risk?
Yeah,
Because
yeah.
at that point, this was on Wednesday. Today's Friday. On Wednesday, I don't think there was like a lot of data on the virus itself, because it has only been isolated, I think, on Thursday or even, I don't know. Like sometime this week was the first time it got isolated in a lab.
Well, and if this is what it takes to, you know, isolate the virus and figure out what's wrong with it, to just basically shut everything that they can down, then it's gonna be what it takes. Like, it's, to me, I truly don't think we're gonna be isolated and suspended and all of this stuff for more than like 2 weeks
Yeah. Like I
because
think
of the advances in technology that we have. Like, in this day and age, I really truly do think that this is probably the best idea at this point.
yeah, me too.
Just to isolate, you
Just
know, just
let it do
for,
its thing, you
yeah,
know.
just for a couple weeks. Let it just kind of simmer down and people can kind of also calm down, I think is a big thing. The mentality
Yeah.
of the public is also a big thing here.
Yeah, if you just keep letting things go on business as usual,
Yeah.
everyone's gonna be kind of watching their back, you know? There's
Yeah.
like an element of tension.
Speaking of suspension, Stephen Colbert actually did his show in front of no audience yesterday.
I heard. Same with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was just the people that work with him, which
Yeah.
is fucking hilarious. We were literally laughing about
Yeah.
it this
Yeah.
morning. But it's like hilarious, but in the most morbid way possible, because you're like, wow,
It's
this is actually what the world
crazy. It's
has come
crazy.
to.
'Cause like, yeah, it's so unprecedented.
Yeah.
Like we've never seen, obviously, like we're 20 years old. We've never seen this kind of thing before.
21.
We're 21. Yeah, we're in our
It's
20s. Like we're young. The point is we're
true,
young. We've
yeah.
never seen this. I bet, and again, same deal. It's not even the same as the last major outbreak. The environment, not at the all. Climate is so different now than it was.
Like
even
the literal 10 climate years ago. Is different. The climate yeah. is different. The economy is yeah. way different.
You the and political it's really the being political hit. Environment yeah. is very hostile. You know, we're in the midst of another election in the States, and then like here, not like it's again pretty split.
Did you hear about the conspiracy theory that every election year there's some sort of outbreak?
Yep. Yeah, I do. I kind of buy
except
it.
It's not really conspiracy because it's true.
It's just a trend. The conspiracy is that they do it to gain votes, like gerrymandering almost, but just padding voters into your hands. And I kind of get it. It's sketchy, but
it's sketchy.
It happens. It's happened in the past. You know, people will politicians will definitely use some kind of meltdown
isn't
like
there
this.
A word for the technique?
There is an environment. Yeah,
I don't know. Anyways, I have one more question.
Okay.
What is your thought on, like, apathy from young populations about coronavirus? Just apathy and, like, mm-hmm. in the sense that, like, I won't get it, and if it's I do, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And apathy from political personas. What's your, like, thoughts on that?
I have words for this, yeah. I'm gonna move the mic towards me because I think I have a lot to say. But this is a good question, Celine. Thank you for asking. I think that people need to be aware, and I think it's irresponsible if you are apathetic towards this.
Yeah.
Because, look, again, I'll say that most of this, I understand why people are apathetic. It's defensive. You know, you don't want to believe that it's going to affect you. You kind of want to keep going business as usual.
Yeah.
And it may be defense. It may, like, literally be denial that you, like, you genuinely believe you're not going to be affected. Which is also fair, so I get it, but I think that some basic education could go a long way. It's important to realize that, like, the only way to contain a pathogen, or a virus is a pathogen, the only way to contain something like that is to prevent it from spreading, because these things, they literally depend on a host for survival.
Yeah.
So you can't get rid of that if you give it the opportunity to spread to a new host. So even if you think that you're not going to get it, that you're fine, you know, if you're a politician or a child or whatever, you still, it's not for you at that point anymore. It's even just for the people. For like, the there's a lot population. That you don't know about this virus, you know? They just figured out how long it takes to show symptoms. They just figured out how long it can live without being in contact
yeah.
with other people. So it's a very new situation. And, like, with something as potent as this, I don't know if potent's the right word, but, like, there's a lot that we don't know.
As prominent?
As prominent, yeah. There's a lot that we don't know, but it still has big effects.
It's
you
true.
Can't be risky with it, and I think you got to practice your and do your due diligence and just play it on the safe side. Okay, I'm supposed to go to work in a few hours, and...
In, like, an hour.
In an hour? Oh, shit, yeah, damn it. But I'm supposed to go to work in an hour, and my manager was telling me that it's been, like, pretty busy in the restaurant, and that's the opposite of what I expected. Like, I definitely thought that people should kind of take it easy and, like, stay inside for a bit. Just let the whole thing die down.
See, and it's so interesting because on the flip side, mm-hmm. I also work at a restaurant. Completely
mm-hmm.
different
yeah.
kind of, like, caliber, I guess. Like, I work at a steakhouse.
I work at a bar.
And our demographic is, like, 50-year-old men plus.
Yeah.
Usually. Like, that's just our demographic. And I have gotten all my shifts cut for the next 3 to 4 weeks
mm-hmm.
because we're making no money. Like, we have, like, no one's coming in because everyone's just trying to stay safe. But it's really interesting to me that, like, a bar
yeah
that you'd, I don't know.
Because the thing that my manager told me is that the general consensus amongst our demographic, which is pretty widespread, I would say, we don't have, like, a clear
cut. Fuck it, I'm not gonna get it.
Exactly, yeah. It's literally just like, hey, the government says it's low risk, which it is. It is low risk. Alberta is a low risk province. Doesn't matter, though. The reason that it's low risk is because
we've contained it.
So if you say, oh, we'll be fine, and, like, go out and do whatever, and, like, don't practice the proper social distancing that you should be, it's gonna spread, and all of a sudden...
It's not even yeah. just that, like, we've contained it. It's also the fact that we haven't had it for a long time yet.
Yeah.
Like, China is just now getting over this, you know, this,
Their phase of it,
and it's been there since the middle of January.
Mm-hmm.
Not even, I think early January, you know? So they've had
yeah.
their time with it. They figured out how to fix it over there, but we haven't even had it for a long time. So it is true, we don't really know what's going to happen here. universities are being canceled, suspended mm-hmm. for the rest of the semester, and they're just trying to make it as safe as possible for everyone.
Yeah.
But I think that's where it comes in, where the developing world really just cannot understand that. And I'm part of that, too.
It's hard to accept that.
You know, when your whole life is...
flipped upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand it. And yeah. I think for some reason, it's so much harder for the developed world to understand that, because we're so used to living a privileged
life. Yeah, I think we're just entitled. Yeah.
Where, like, we have everything. We have running water. Mm-hmm. We have toilet paper, whatever.
Okay, yeah. I retweeted this... Sorry to interrupt. I retweeted this tweet earlier today that I think perfectly sums up this whole debate right now. It's by... I'll give credit. She's not listening. It's Kayla Colbin tweeted, "Here's the thing to understand about flattening the curve. Okay? It only works if we take necessary measures before they seem necessary. And if it works, people will think we overreacted. We have to be willing to look like we overreacted for this to work." And it's true. Because there's a whole bunch of people that are like, "Guys, like, it'll be fine, you're overreacting, like, not gonna get it, you know, it'll blow over, blah, 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 this and that, this and that." But
I was definitely one of those people.
Yeah, and I was too. Like, it suddenly became real. Just yeah. when they shut down flights, when they did this. To me, it became real
when university was all of a sudden like, "We're going online." And yep. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it
like...
suddenly became, it became very real, very fast. But yeah. the only reason that it feels like we're overreacting is because it's working. And the only reason it's working is because we're overreacting. Like, yeah. it's necessary.
But we need to learn how to overreact in the right way.
Yes, don't fight each other.
Overreacting by buying 17
yeah.
pounds of toilet paper is not the way to overreact. You need to overreact yeah. by washing your hands literally every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you overreact. You
need to overreact by, like, staying home as much as you can.
Staying home, like, literally, if you feel any symptoms.
Like, don't overreact and, like, call the... You were saying that people are calling 911.
Yeah.
When they have a cough or something.
So, like, where we live, our police service basically put out a statement this morning saying that a lot of people are calling 911 instead of 811, which is our health link number. So a lot of people are supposed to call 811 when they feel symptoms of the virus. 8 and 9, like, they sound it's similar. Close, it's they close. Look similar on the keypad, but, like, everybody knows that 911 is for emergency response. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the police service almost had to shut down their phone line because they were getting so many phone calls about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay. That is taking away, you know, real services that need to still be in place. Like, yeah. real safety measures that need to still be in place. So,
mm-hmm.
that's something interesting, but...
This kind of reminds me, and also along the lines of social media, I'm not sure how many of the listeners know about this, and I'm not sure if you know about this, but there's this thing called swatting. That happens online.
Maybe.
It's not very prominent, but when it happens, it's kind of just like, oh my god, you know? It's basically like Twitch streamers or like people who stream. It could be anyone really, but like you see it when people are streaming online on Twitch or something, and then someone anonymously tips like enforcement officials that person is like up to some activity.
Yeah.
And so basically while the person is streaming
hello.
Or whatever, hi.
I'm saying hello to your sister.
I know. Yeah. Oh. While the person is streaming or whatever, like the SWAT team will come and break into their house. And like, cause it's what? Suspicion, right? Like they get an anonymous tip that someone's up to some mischief. They're not going to take that lightly. You know, like if you call 911 saying like, oh, I think that this person's doing this, you know,
so
they have to take it seriously. And like,
well, yeah, like they, that's like on
that's their job at that point, right? Yeah. It's like, you can't take that call and be like, ah, oh, he's probably pranking, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys want nope. No.
I think also just like you're saying, like it's their job, and it's true, like the same for HealthLink. Like, it's the nurse's mm-hmm. job to pick up the phone and take the person seriously if mm-hmm. they're saying that they have symptoms and, you know, they feel like they have a dry throat or a fever or whatever. They have to take them seriously. Yeah. But I think what we're seeing, especially in Alberta, is people are over-panicking to the point that they're going to the emergency and just, like, getting swabbed for no reason.
Yeah.
And they have no symptoms, you know? Yeah,
it's true. It's, like, there's a difference between precaution and panic.
Yeah.
The whole point about flattening the curve is to, like, the whole notion behind that is the fact that hospitals and healthcare workers and our facilities are being overwhelmed by the amount of influx of these patients.
It is true.
Stuff, right?
We had to send
yeah.
7 nurses home today because of this one incident, which means mm-hmm. that about half of our nurses had to be doubled with patients. And in the ICU, it's typically one-to-one care. Being doubled means you have 2 patients to 1 nurse. Mm-hmm. And in an ICU, that's really hard because your patients are super duper acute. They're changing every second.
Yeah.
They're not meant to be doubled. Like, they're not meant to have 2 patients, you know?
For example, think of it as if, like, you're tutoring. It's much more effective to tutor one person one-on-one than if you have to manage, like, 3 or 4 people like
yeah,
that,
you know?
Yeah,
and that's kind of what it's getting to. And I heard also in Italy that they are now having to set up ICUs in the hallways of their hospitals.
Oh, boy.
Because there's just no space left for people to be treated, which is why there's been so many deaths. It's not because they have a shittier healthcare system because they don't have clean drinking water or toilet paper or whatever. It's literally because they cannot get the care that they need in their healthcare system, right? So.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point of this flattening the curve thing. So it's like when you come together and you take the precautions, like, don't take the precautions as in, like, oh, I feel like I have a runny nose, I'm going to go straight to the doctor.
Don't be selfish.
Like, just take it easy, you know, do what you got to do, wash your hands, you know, stay in bed for a few days. It should be kind of like almost a last resort kind of thing at this point because, you know, hospitals just kind of need to catch up right now,
exactly.
Right? So take this as a PSA. This kind of turned into a public service announcement now. Like,
also,
wash your hands.
Like, truly, if you haven't really traveled outside of the country and you're reporting symptoms, like, you need to think about that the only real way that you would possibly be in contact with, like, someone who has the virus is if you work with them in close contact or, you know, like,
our bodies are strong, okay?
Yeah.
Like, unless you're immunocompromised, which is a different story. For the general, elderly, the general public, the immune system is very strong, okay? If you briefly touch a surface that recently was in contact with someone who was carrying or whatever.
But then you'd be overreactive and wash your hands.
That's the kind, yes, yeah. Full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle. That's what we want. Overreact, wash your hands. Don't overreact and call the police.
The police have no idea what is going on.
Do any of us? Not
no.
really. But we're here and we're living through it and it is whatever.
Also, I realized, just to end off this podcast and make it real just deep and sentimental, if 2020 actually becomes a year that we can move on from, it's going to be known in history as one of those years, you know? Like, 2003 is known as the year of the SARS outbreak.
Uh-huh.
2012 is known of the year as, like, the world is
ending.
Preppers,
yeah.
You know? Like, this is going to be known as the year.
There's Y2K.
Y2K.
Yeah.
This is going to be known as the year of, like, coronavirus. And
this
it's gonna
has
be
been
in
so
textbooks.
Far. This year has been a year of shit.
It's been horrible.
It's going to be known as the year shit hit the fan, really. Because, okay, man, I know you said...
Stop!
Go away!
I'm not doing anything.
I know you said we're going to end this podcast, but, like, I still want
to... You have to go to work.
I have time.
Oh, my God, okay.
Whatever, we can just end it.
Okay, the end.
Yeah. I think I wanted to talk about, like, Doomsday and stuff, but we already mentioned that last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyways, let us know what you want to hear next, people.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Al, for joining me again. Back-to-back months. I'll see you next month.
Oh, okay. See you next month.
Okay, before I go, quick shout out to Anchor again for sponsoring this episode of 8 Ball Podcast. If you want to start making your own podcast, head on over to anchor.fm today and get started. Super easy, super simple. Have a blast. As one final send off, just wash your hands. Everything will be okay. And, thanks for listening. We'll see you next month.
Bye.